Our Newsmaker 3 guest this morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning, Bev Long with Kansas Children's Service Lead.
Bev, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good today. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. Bev is in talking about the Kansas Children's Service League, and, you know, they're a community partner with the United Way of the Flint Hills. This is one of our United Way community partner spotlights. We are spotlighting all of the community partners here over the next month on KVOE, and Bev is in to talk about KCLS this morning. Nice to talk to you as always, Bev. And first, for those who may not be familiar with the Kansas Children's Service League, give us an overview on what you do and what your mission is.
Absolutely. So our primary mission is to help parents be the best parents they can be. We provide services going into homes of prenatal and newly delivered families and working with them to get to know their baby, help them build that attachment and bond through parent-child interaction, help them to just really thrive and love their baby the best that they can. We help them find resources. We help them with education, and we also help them find resources within our community to help support their endeavor as being as a parent. It's one of the toughest jobs you'll ever have, but it's also one of the most rewarding jobs as being a parent.
And, you know, the core way that you've been doing that for the last several years is through the Healthy Families program. Maybe you can expand on that just a little bit.
Sure, yes. Healthy Families is that home visitation program. It's primarily designed for families that may be overburdened and stressed, and who isn't this time of of our world and society? But we really want to target those families who need that extra support, who maybe don't have that natural networking and support system. And so we want to be able to go into their home and help them. Our Healthy Families program is a nationally accredited program, and we're just one state out of many that really focuses on that early intervention and prevention services so that families can stay together in a healthy, happy, nurturing environment and not have to experience trauma or out-of-home placement.
Bev, are you seeing kind of a heavier influx of cases coming into you now as we get into the holidays? And B, are you seeing a bigger push towards the prevention side as opposed to maybe, you know, essentially cleanup maintenance, for lack of a better term, on the backside over the last few years?
You know, I think prevention is becoming more recognized as being the best option for services, because the more that we're able to prevent trauma in families' lives, the better off the trajectory for the family, the better off the outcomes for that family. And so, yes, there is more of a push and need for services in the area of prevention. And that's what we're hoping to always be able to provide. Now, we're not there 24/7 for those families. We get to see them a snapshot in time. And so we do our best, and then we're that resource and that outreach for them if they have a trauma or a crisis, or they just need someone to talk to help them to problem solve and work through some issues, hopefully to prevent that trauma. Yeah. But sometimes we meet families in the midst of the trauma, and we help them through that traumatic time as well and help support them. I think everyone's feeling stressed right now, and so that focus really is on prevention and where it should be. And it takes money to support prevention services. But for every dollar spent in prevention services, it saves between $7 and $10 in reactive services. So as an investor, it's important, but as an early childhood specialist who have seen children who have walked through trauma all their lives and come out a wounded spirit, I want to invest in that emotional bank for children.
Kim Devlong, Kansas Children's Service League, on our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Spotlight on KVOE. Let's talk about you and a community partnership with the United Way. How important is that, Bev?
Oh, it's vital to our services. Not only is United Way a well-respected agency in our community, but they truly meet us where we're at. They are interested in what we do. They are involved in our community. Their support through the community partnership and funding is vital, too. Kansas Children's Service League has a unique partnership with United Way in that they help us to, be a fiduciary partner so that we can draw down Medicaid match dollars, which doubles the impact of their contribution to our agency. And so any money that comes in designated for KCSL, any money that we raise through grants and through foundations, they're able to help us through the Medicaid match process. And we just really, truly appreciate that because that just furthers our impact.
The United Way of the Flint Hills campaign is ongoing, and you can log on to unitedwayoftheflinthills.org and make a donation to help out the United Way and all of the community partners like Kansas Children's Service League. And speaking of funds, Bev, can't let you go without talking about the Red Stocking Breakfast. Do you have a date for us?
I do. December 3rd, the first Saturday in December. It's going to be from 7:30 to 10:30 out at Bruff's. And just going to be a wonderful breakfast and some great fellowship time. And we have three wonderful raffle items. Instead of our silent auction, we have raffle items this year. I think you'll be really pleased with those. A dynamic disc basket, a large 65-inch big screen TV, smart TV, and a Blackstone griddle. And accessories are all part of the raffle, so I hope everybody comes out and sees it.
Well, we'll be hearing much more about the Red Stocking Breakfast in days to come. Bev, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Bev.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Bev Long with the Kansas Children's Service League, a community partner with the United Way of the Flint Hills. Again, log on to unitedwayoftheflinthills.org for more information and to donate to this year's campaign.
All right. More of the Partner Spotlights coming soon.
Yeah, 8:53. Good morning.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Save on new tires now with up to a $100.